The Benedict option, St. Benedict's option, is the Catholic option. Okay? It's not a Burger King menu. You don't get to choose. It's not a have it your frickin' way. You don't get to say, oh, I want that one, I want that. No. Benedict was infamous to some, famous to the rest of us for having what's known as a rule. As a matter of fact, without St. Benedict, there is no monastic life today. Brother Andre Marie probably doesn't have the vocation that he has today. That's how impactful. And God always chooses the most humble, and the most meek, and chose St. Benedict. That's how much of an impact Benedict had. So why then again is the non-Catholic using the Catholic St. Benedict as the name for his book and for his option? Now look, his option may be, I don't know, I haven't read the book, so I can't honestly say. I can tell you what I've read of him, that the Benop, as it's called, is not a Benop, in other words, a Benedict option at all. And he totally mischaracterizes what it is that St. Benedict did. St. Benedict did not retreat from the world. St. Benedict found the world. It's almost St. Benedict basically did what Chesterton said could not be done. St. Benedict said, I don't like the world. I don't like Rome the way it is. It's too pagan. It's too greedy. It's too visceral. It's too secular, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you guys go ahead and stay, you know, all greedy and secular and Romany and all that over there. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to start my little faction, my little monastery. You guys are invited to join me. He did not cloister himself away from the rest of the world. As a matter of fact, that's how Monte Cassino got populated, because he let people in. It's the exact opposite of what Dreher is talking about.